This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday approved an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
After the vote, Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans do not take this responsibility lightly and will not prejudice the investigation's outcome. He added the evidentiary record is impossible to ignore. Despite concerns from some in the party about a lack of evidence, Oversight Committee Chair James Comer pointed out every Republican voted for the inquiry.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin likened this to a mystery.
The reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit. It's a what is it?
No evidence has emerged President Biden acted corruptly or accepted bribes in his current role or previous office as vice president. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Earlier Wednesday, President Biden's son Hunter issued a rare public statement outside the U.S. Capitol to push back against allegations his father was involved in his often scrutinized international business dealings.
I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
Hunter Biden also told reporters he would not testify at a closed-door hearing with House Republicans, insisting he would only give answers at a public session. Republicans have issued a subpoena to the younger Biden, demanding to question him over his business dealings in Ukraine, China, and other countries as they seek to portray him as corrupt and link the deals to his father. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge on Wednesday paused a federal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election, while the former president mounts an appeal claiming immunity from the charges. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Trump's ongoing appeal temporarily halts all activity that would move the case towards trial, which is scheduled to begin next March. A spokesperson for Trump called the judge's decision a big win for the former president. Judge Chutkan issued a ruling earlier this month rejecting Trump's attempt to dismiss the case on the grounds that he cannot be prosecuted for official actions he took while he was president. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday he hoped to reach an agreement soon with Republicans who are set against providing more military aid to Ukraine. Republican lawmakers are demanding concessions from the White House on immigration and security along the border with Mexico as the price for lifting their opposition to the new aid package. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Congress and the White House the day before to make a bid for Republicans to accept a $61 billion package by Democratic President Joe Biden to help Ukraine keep fighting the Russian invasion. Both Zelensky and the White House warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin could win the war if the U.S. does not keep providing it with weapons and ammunition. It was a record-setting day for U.S. financial markets. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
It was pretty easy to figure out why the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 512 points atop the 37,000 mark for the first time ever. Bankrate.com senior financial analyst Mark Hamrick says it's all about the Fed.
As the Federal Reserve signals the possibility not only of remaining on hold with interest rates for the foreseeable future, but perhaps 325 basis point rate cuts in 2024, something the stock market eagerly embraces.
Markets have been rallying since October amid rising hopes that those cuts may be on the way. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, official data released Wednesday showed Britain's economy shrank in October, raising the risk of a recession. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Gross domestic product, or GDP, fell by 0.3% from September. Britain's Office for National Statistics said exceptionally wet weather may have had an impact. Britain's huge services sector shrank by 0.2% in October, while manufacturing and construction also contracted. Analysts had expected no change in October's GDP. It was the first time since July that GDP had shrunk on a month-by-month basis. October's performance will likely test the Bank of England's resolve to stick to its tough anti-inflation line. The central bank is currently against cutting interest rates from their 15-year high.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. I'm Richard.